last question. Any last piece of advice or parting words to an entrepreneur or aspiring entrepreneur?
Yeah, look, I think for most entrepreneurs at some point, they're probably going to have to tackle the subject of raising capital. And if I was offering any advice, I would say either raise as much as you possibly can, or basically don't raise at all and think of other ways that you might get through. I think being caught in the middle is a really dangerous place to be. Either don't sort of just necessarily set a number that you think is reasonable. Go for as much as you possibly can if you're raising, or look at the other alternatives to raising in the markets. Alongside that, obviously, goes with talking to as many people as you can before you start a fundraising process. It is amazing how many people get partway through a process and then realize that they've actually missed some key information or they've misunderstood something about the process. And I think a lot of that could be alleviated by talking really much more broadly. There are so many people out there who are willing to help these days. There's a lot of, obviously, venture capital companies. There's a lot of coaches like yourself. There's accountants and lawyers. But, you know, I actually think other founders and entrepreneurs are some of the best people to talk to because they've got the war stories.
Absolutely.
Quite often, you know, it's done, you know, over a beer or a glass of red wine with a cone of silence and, some real home truths can be shared. So I think it's just not something that you need to go it alone with.